This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 7th of March. In the Sheffield Shield, Tasmania reached stumps on a slow moving first day against Queensland on 236 for 8. Ryan Harris continued his comeback from injury by taking 3 wickets for the Bulls, while Jonathan Wells top scorer for Tasmania with a fluent 82 as they recovered from 90 for 5. And as if to show just how closely contested this season's competition has been thus far, leaders Victoria was scheduled for 128 by last place New South Wales. Clint Mackay's 41 from number 9 was the only reason the home side even reached 3 figures, as young quick bowler Gurinder Sandhu returned career best figures of 5-31. Nick Madinson then hit 76 with only 67 balls in the Blues' reply, so they closed on 201-6. Callum Ferguson and Jake Brown hit dogged half-centuries, as South Australia closed on 237-7 against Western Australia. The Redbacks had been 113-4, but Ferguson and Brown added a crucial 80 for the 5th wicket. Michael Hogan was the pick of the Warriors' attack, with 3 for 38 from 20 overs. Logan Cup champions Matabeleland Tuskers ended the season on a losing note, as they lost inside 3 days to the improving Southern Rocks. Tuskers were all out for 199 in their second innings, as Cuthbert Masoko and Trevor Garve ended with 4 wickets apiece. This left Rocks needing 76 to win, which they knocked off with the loss of 4 wickets. The match is likely to be the last in Zimbabwe's domestic calendar for this season, with the flagship 2020 competition likely to be shelved due to lack of a sponsor. Combined campuses and colleges are all out for 180 on the opening day of the latest round of matches in the Caribbean Regional 4-day competition. Gavin Tonga and Leon Joseph took 3 wickets apiece for Leeward Islands, who then reached stumps on 62 for 3 in reply. Lendl Simmons, Darren Bravo and Dinesh Ramdin all warmed up for the test series against Zimbabwe, batting half centuries for Trinidad and Tobago. Ramdin ended the day on 75 not out, with Virasamy Pamal doing his chance of a test place no harm by taking 3 for 58 for Guyana. The leaders Windward Islands closed on 41 for none after dismissing Jamaica for 207. Nikita Miller and Dave Bernard both hit half centuries, while Shane Shillingford and Darren Sammy were the picks of the Windward Islands attack. There were wins for Hyderabad Hawks, Silcott Stallions and Moulton Tigers in the second round of matches in Group A of Pakistan's Faisal Bank One-Day Cup. In Group B, Karachi Zebras, Lahore Lions and Peshawar Panthers all recorded wins. And there were victories for Knights and Warriors in last night's Ramslam T20 match in South Africa. Knights' triumph over Titans was a narrow one, as they prevailed by 8 runs. Lutz Bosman top scored for them as they amassed 196 for 3, the former South Africa international hitting 91 with only 57 balls. Warriors' win over Cape Cobras was much more comfortable. Wayne Parnell and Andrew Birch each took a brace of wickets to help restrict the Cobras to 129-7. There were then contributions from Christian Jonker, Ashwell Prince, Samit Patel and Adrian McLaren, as Warriors won by 6 wickets with 3 balls to spare.